friends, this is Pastor Benjamin Faircloth from Ignited Church in Livonia, Georgia, and I want to welcome you to Ignited Life Now. Oh, I really appreciate you being here today. You don't know how much my heart is thrilled by the emails and the responses that we're receiving from this ministry platform, Praiser, and our website. Thank you so much for your support and prayers for us. We really, really appreciate it. It encourages us. It gives us strength and passion to continue to move forward and to continue to really bring the word of the Lord, the bread of life, to you, wherever you may be, whatever stage and age of your life. It doesn't matter. God has a word for you. I believe that. I believe no matter where you are, no matter your location, your vocation, your finances, it don't matter to God. He loves you. He's got a plan for you. He wants to prosper you, keep you in health even as your soul prospers. And you know what? He can do that in the end times. Yeah, the word of God's not going to go away. The plans of God are not going to go away. The will of God is not going to go away. It is going to continue, but there's going to be a redefining of it. There's going to be a re-understanding and a reapplication to the Word of God. So it's just a great day that's before us, and I love you, and I appreciate it. I had a busy day today working on another interview, and I will be sharing that later. To those on our media platforms and Twitter and on Facebook. I have another two parts of this interview to do. I'm real excited about it. Just trying to get the word out. Listen, know my heart. I'm not looking for fame and fortune. I got all that in heaven. I got all that that Jesus wants to give me through my lifetime here on this planet. So I don't seek that. My wife and I and this ministry and my people at Ignited Church, this congregation, we're just hungry for the things of God. We just want to see the manifested, tangible presence of Jesus Christ in these last days. And however the Father wants to use us, let's do it. So it doesn't matter. Those things are all in the hands of God. However he wants to exalt or to raise us up or give us a platform or promotion, we're ready for God, whatever he wants to do. Now, I've been teaching the last time we got together, Life in the Spirit, and the response has been really well. People are really wanting this and having passion for it, and that's what I want. I really want you to recognize and realize that there is something deeper than what you have right now. There's a greater river, if you will, of the life of God, and I want to share that with you. Again, I'm not preaching a denomination. I'm not preaching anything, you know, that steers you away from the truth or the Word of God. This is the Word of God. This is the full counsel of God. I can't help it. Your pastor or other pastors or different churches don't want to embrace the Holy Spirit. I can't live without him. When I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, my life was changed. My entire view of Scripture changed, and I'm going to share all that with you. Now, I do want to say this to you. I don't know how long this is going to continue, this teaching. It could last maybe until next week or something. I don't know yet. I know this will probably be the last podcast for this week. I'll know more because I have some more ministry stuff to do this coming week. I have my anniversary, as I shared the other day, coming up Friday, and so we're going to be busy there, but I will have my download or upload of this sermon coming up on Sunday. We will have Wednesday's teaching, so we'll have some ministry content up there, but concerning this teaching, this is probably what I'm going to do for this week right here, and then we'll get together next week on that, and so I'm going to give you some material to just, you know, chew on, some words, some scripture to study. And I don't know if you notice this, but purposely, I didn't pray last time we got together. Normally on a podcast, I pray. This time I didn't, and I'm not going to until the end of this particular teaching, because then I'm going to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for the evidence of tongues. I'm going to pray for the manifestation of God in your room, in your business, wherever you may be, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice. When I pray this prayer, the power and the presence of Jesus Christ will show up in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. That's how it works. And so I'm purposely waiting till that day when I know there's a sense of understanding first. You got to understand the Bible. Number two, there's got to be a hunger and a passion and a desire. And number three, there just has to be the atmosphere. And you have to just put those together and say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. I believe your word. I see your word. I'm ready to partake of it. And that's the way I do it. And I believe that's the way the Father wants us to do it, because he never wants us to enter into something in ignorance. He never wants us to receive something from him without understanding the value of the gift. Because many times when we receive things that we don't understand value of, we abuse it. We misuse it. Or we reject it. We just say, you know what, I don't want this. It's not for me. But I'm going to tell you something. You want the blessed, wonderful Holy Spirit in your life. You want him ministering to you in a deeper way. And so I just wanted you to know that's the reason why I haven't prayed. And I'm just trying to build up anticipation, expectation, and excitement. And then we're just going to pray and see what God has in store for us. I talked about those attributes of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what he does. And we talked about refreshing. Remember the refreshing? He's going to bring about the fruitfulness and those things. Communion with God is another thing that I want to touch on, is the very essence of having a relationship with the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit, to where you hear God in a greater way. You have a greater tangibility, a greater, how can I say, just a greater enhancement of your relationship when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, when the Holy Spirit leads you into all truth. And see, that's a promise with the Holy Spirit, is to have communion with God, that you speak in an unknown tongue. And we'll get closer to that later on, but it's part of the receiving of the baptism. The number one thing about the baptism to me is getting closer to the Father. But the other part is communication. And praying in an unknown tongue is just that. You're praying in a language you may not understand. You can, and I'll show you later, you can have fruitful understanding of your mind. But it is a powerful tool against the devil, because the devil does not know what is being said, because it is a communion between you and God, a communication between you and God, and it is a revelation between you and God. And there's times that when you do pray in the Holy Spirit, he'll give you understanding. He'll tell you what you're saying, and you'll begin to prophesy. You can prophesy in your own home. You can walk around and say, I'm the head and not the tail. You can declare and decree your family healed. You can lay hands on your wallet or your bank account, your purse, whatever, anything that needs resurrection, anything that needs restoration, anything that needs redemption, you have the power and the authority through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the spoken word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit resting in you and on you, to declare and decree things that are not as though they were, like our father Abraham, the father of faith. Listen now. This is what the Holy Ghost does for you. It'll do for you what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. It'll turn you into Superman. It'll turn you into Superwoman. Man, it'll make you the believer you always wanted to be. Again, who do you want to be? Well, I want to be a man after God's own heart. I want to know God. I want to be known as a man of faith. I want to be known as a woman of faith. I want to be known as someone who hears from God. Well, guess what? That's what the Holy Spirit does. He makes a somebody. He takes a nobody and makes him into a somebody. Isn't that awesome? Because he's wonderful. He is just wonderful. So communication, communion with God, man, that's what you get. It's a powerful, powerful experience. Let me talk about transformation. Here's another thing. Here's another attribute I want to just drop in your spirit to make you more hungry and more thirsty. The transformation that he is going to do in your life is incredible. Radical transformation. When I was born again, I didn't understand that there was more to God and more to my relationship with him called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, until one day I went to a specific church that practiced and believed in the manifestation of God in the third part of the Trinity called the Holy Spirit. And when I stepped up to receive that baptism, my entire life was transformed. I was already saved. I had already let loose and let go of addictions and different things. But when the Holy Spirit came on me, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when the power from on high endued me, I'm going to tell you something. I saw things in my life. I saw things just change. You say, what do you mean? Well, number one, my relationship with God increased. I saw in the Word of God things I've never saw before. I had a hunger for the Bible. I had a hunger for Scripture. I had a hunger to pray. I started making prayer lists on my wall, and I'd find time to go in my prayer closet and just lay hands on it and just pray and pray and pray and spend time with God. I saw a desire to worship God. I didn't need music anymore. I didn't need a band. I didn't need a choir or a choir director. All I needed was you just to get away and let me have some privacy, man. And I was ready to worship God. And if I couldn't find privacy, man, I'd just go ahead and worship Him right there. I mean, that's what He does. He transforms your life. And then I found another thing. Resistance to sin was greater. I had a greater immunity against sin. In other words, I had a greater strength and protection and a fight where I said, you know what? I don't want to sin against God. This feels too good. The Holy Spirit feels too good. The relationship I have with God is too awesome. I do not want to lose this. And so an incredible, incredible experience happened to me. Remember, a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit, He's awesome. He is awesome, and I'm so grateful for His transforming power. So transformation, again, I can only try to explain this. If you've never received this, then you really can't relate, but you're going to. And if you're out there right now, and it's been a little while, and you feel a little dry, hey, guess what? You don't even have to wait for me to pray. All you got to do is lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit, come on, fill me again. Forgive me of any area of my life where I made it dry, where I ran from the source of my life, the source of water, the source of refreshing. Forgive me. And guess what? He's going to fill you again in a mighty, mighty way. Again, another aspect that I want you to see about the Holy Spirit is deliverance and restoration. Deliverance and restoration. Again, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, things began to come off of my life. Let me give you one example. When I got saved, it was just a credible experience that I had with the Lord. I still had a few issues in my life. I was dealing with tobacco at the time, and I quit smoking, but I started dipping. When I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, these things began to break off of my life. I felt as though I had been cleaned. I had been cleansed. I had been renewed and refreshed. And I did not want that on my life. In fact, when I was at that point of just getting rid of everything, somebody who wasn't saved saw me doing it, saw me with tobacco in my mouth. And they said, oh, and you're a Christian? And I just, it totally knocked me off of my chair, so to speak. I realized how unclean that was. I realized that was not becoming of a believer. I realized that that wasn't acceptable. Even though the church and people I was around, they accepted those things, I understood at that moment by the infilling of the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit convicting me and convincing me, I realized that wasn't the right thing to do. Now, for some, hey, you get saved and you're like, there's no doubt I don't need that. I shouldn't have that. But sometimes there's a process. Sometimes it's a process of deliverance. I'm speaking to somebody right now that still has an addiction. You still have something you can't get rid of. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will come in. He will fill your life, and He'll break every chain. He'll break every chain. He will break every chain and then fill you with freshness and new desires and new tastes. And all of a sudden, you'll start to see that your addictions will go away. Now, is it work? Yeah, it's work. You still have a will. You still have a desire. But the Holy Spirit, oh, He has an awesome way of helping you overcome, because that's what He is. He's an overcoming spirit. Oh, I love the Holy Spirit. Then the other thing is spiritual insight. I mentioned this just a little bit about revelation and understanding the Word of God. But spiritual insight, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, something begins to happen in your life where the Word comes alive. Your eyes, the scales fall off of them. Your eyes, they open up. The revelation begins to come into you, and, and the word just becomes alive to you. What is it called? It's called revelation breeds revelation. The word of God is a revelation from God to man. When we read the revelation of God, it births something inside of us. The word is a seed. So the seed goes into the fertile part of our spirit man. What happens after that is the Holy Spirit will help build and breed, if you will, revelation. So revelation breeds revelation. So as I bring the word of God into my spirit and read it, understand it, hear it, then all of a sudden deeper revelation comes, and I see things in the word I never saw before. I'm not talking extra biblical. I'm talking about line upon line, precept upon precept. You can prove it. You can put it together. You can connect the dots, and it all comes together in harmony. It's called revelation. You can call it doctrine. You can call it teaching. You can call it understanding. But revelation begins to come to you. And deeper than the revelation of the word is the revelation of the Father in the word. So it's an amazing experience. You say, how do you get that? You get it through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Man, he's a total package for every believer. And I don't understand, well, except through ignorance, but I don't understand why Christians don't want to receive the baptism. I know preachers teach against it. I've heard it, you know, speaking in tongues is of the devil and all this craziness. You know, that's just stupidity gone to seed. That's right. That's stupidity gone to seed. You don't understand the word of God. You refuse to understand the word of God because you learned in a seminary. Somebody taught you. You read a book. Somebody was your idol in the church, and you listened to them instead of going and finding out in the scripture, is this real? Is he real? Is the Holy Spirit here now? Does he really occupy on the earth? Yes, he does. Yes, he's real, and he's here right now. And I'm going to tell you something. He wants to fill the church. And if we are going to reap the end time harvest, we're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit, because you don't have the strength. I don't have the strength. I don't have the wisdom. You don't have the wisdom. The biggest church in America, whoever that may be, you don't have the pull power. You don't have the harvesting power. You don't have what it takes to do what needs to be done in the end times, really on any time frame, but the end times especially. We're going to need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to get fresh life again from God, because right now we're dead. Let's face it, the church is D-E-A-D, dead. D-O-A, dead on arrival. We're just dead. We're dead. We're lifeless. Our churches are lukewarm. Come on now. Our churches have no life in them. We have good people. We have good preachers. We have good services and all these different things, but we're lacking the freshness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a word. This is what the Lord gave me many years ago in Bible school. He said, there's an end time anointing not yet obtained, but in my presence it will be released. Let me say that again. There's an end time anointing not yet released, but in my presence it will be obtained. What does that mean? That means there's coming a mantle. There's coming an end time manifestation, mantle of God, that's going to rest upon the remnant. It's going to rest upon the body of Christ. It's not going to be a denomination. It's not going to have anybody's name on it. It's not going to have a tag on it. It is going to be a fire brand from God, a mantle from God. Come on now. Remember, hey, when we stand before the presence of God, what do we stand before? We stand before His awesome throne. We stand before His mercy seat. We stand before His glorious presence. What is it? Our God is a consuming fire. And man, we're going to wear that fire. We're going to wear that mantle, because we're going to have to be different. What do you mean by that? If the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, and they're suffering, and they're going through tribulation, they're going through problems, don't you think the church should look a little different? Shouldn't the church have the answers? Shouldn't the church have power to lay hands upon somebody who has a terminal disease and see them healed? We're going to see the greatest signs and wonders and miracles ever in the history of this planet. But we're not going to do it through the power of man. We're not going to do it through the power of suggestion. We're going to do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, ministering in, on, and through the remnant church, the body of Christ. Man, I can't stand it because I just get so excited because I know what we're going to see in the future days, in the coming days, and it is going to be glorious. He is coming back for a what? Spotless, blameless, a glorious church, a glorious, glorious bride. He's coming back for a group of people who have been baptized in his presence, baptized in his love, and baptized into his glory. Man, it's an exciting day. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Things are going to get rough, and it's going to be hard in a lot of ways, but he is going to make a way for you and I, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what we're going to walk in the power of his wonderful Holy Ghost. I want to share a scripture with you. It really was on my heart before I came in here to minister to you. And it's found in Psalms chapter 42, Psalms chapter 42, verse 7. Listen to this. Deep call unto deep. Deep calls or calleth unto deep. At the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Listen to it again. Deep calleth unto deep. That's what you're longing for today. That's what the church is longing for. There's a call of deepness in my heart. There's a call of deepness in your heart. There's a call to go deeper into the things of God, into his presence. That's why you're listening to this broadcast right now. That's why you're taking the time to travel with me on this journey and this study. And I know it's stirring your innermost being. I know these words are just penetrating your heart and you're saying, yes, Lord, yes, I know it's truth and I want this. Because deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Here, the psalmist was just crying out because he was thirsty for the things of God. In fact, read verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my heart after thee, O God. Like the deer that after being chased runs to find shelter in the water, finds drink from the water. That's the way we are. You know, and that's what the Holy Spirit will do for you. He'll draw you closer to God to where you want to go pray. You really do. You miss your time of prayer. You say, God, envelop me. Just surround me with your grace and surround me with your presence. And he does. And that's the beautiful thing with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It takes a dry relationship and makes it so wonderful and makes it so refreshing. He said, my soul, verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And he talks about his sorrow and how he just desires to be with God. He desires the protection and the provision of God because of what he may have gone through, what you may have gone through. He said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me that I had gone with the multitude. I went into the house of God with the voice of joy and praise and with a multitude that kept a holy day. And he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. You ready? Hope. What is hope? Hope is the expectation of receiving from God. Hope is the expectation of receiving everything the Father has for you. And remember this, the breeding grounds for miracles is found in expectancy. When I expect, when I have hope in something that pertains to my life or pertains to the Word of God, the Father allows that hunger, he allows that passion, he allows that desire to begin to draw those things into your life, and most of all, draw him unto you and you unto him. Can you see that? Deep calleth unto deep. It's a relationship. It's a two-way street. The Father calls you into his presence, and then he meets you there. And then there's times you call the Father and say, Father, I need you. And he meets you there. Man, it's wonderful. You know, I don't know and understand why people, again, do not want a relationship with the Holy Spirit and why they resist him. I can only say it must be ignorance because there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. Your Father loves you. He's given you the blood of the Lamb to give you access. He's given you forgiveness, and he's given you the cross, and he's given you grace so that you can enter in and experience him.
Oh, I love it. Deep calleth unto deep. Verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites and from the hill Mizar. In other words, he said, I'm going to remember the highs and the lows. I'm going to remember the long distance. I'm going to remember all these things, in times of trouble and separation or whatever. I'm going to remember that you are an ever-present help. You're right there. I can call upon your name, and you are there, an ever-present help. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit brings you to a deeper, stronger, passionate, desire-filled, fruitful, refreshing, restoring relationship. And that's what we need. That's what the world needs to see. They don't need to see the church fighting and bickering and being divisive. What they need to see is the love and the passion and the hunger for God and His presence. Oh man, I tell you, I can't wait till the day comes when the church really, really falls in love with God. Now I want to encourage you as I bring this to a conclusion for today. I want to encourage you, begin to ask the Father to prepare your heart. Begin to ask Him to stir within you a desire for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Again, you may already be filled with the Holy Spirit, but ask Him for a fresh baptism. Ask Him to restore, renew you. Ask Him to fill you back again. And for those of you that have never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for whatever reasons, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you were taught contrary to it. It doesn't matter if you just found out for the first time about a wonderful baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you, go to the Father, spend time with Him. You know, you don't have to wait on me to pray and believe God. God can do it right now. I'm just teaching. I'm just releasing seed. I'm just releasing truth. I'm releasing hunger and thirst. I'm releasing revelation so somebody can prepare their heart to receive this wonderful, wonderful gift from the Father. And I'm going to show you next time we get together, I'm going to talk to you about how that this is not only a gift, it is a promise of God, and how the Father desires for you to have the blessed, wonderful Holy Spirit operating in you and through you so that you can have a greater, deeper relationship with Him. So I want to encourage you, man, just get in His presence, seek His face, ask Him to feel you, ask Him to touch you, and I believe God will do it. I know He will. You know why I know? Because He loves you. He loves you. Yeah, you. You say, well, I don't feel worthy. It don't matter how you feel. It's how He feels. He's the one going after you. He's the one pursuing you. Isn't that great? He's the one saying, I love you. I got a plan for you. I want to do something great in your life. I want to change your life. And I'm going to give you my blessed, wonderful Holy Spirit, my presence, an abiding presence, always there, like a friend who sticks closer than any brother. And I'm going to tell you, when you dive into this experience with God, when you move into the fullness of the Spirit and the baptism, I'm going to tell you, your life is going to be changed forever, and it's going to be changed for the better. Well, listen, I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to Ignited Life Now. Let me give you a little bit of information, how you can contact me. You can write to me at P.O. Box 303, Livonia, Georgia, 30553, or you can email me at pastor@ignitedchurchlife.com. or WOMI77@gmail.com, or you can go to ignitedchurchlife.com and find all that information right there. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Ignited Kingdom or on Facebook, Ignited Church Livonia. And don't forget, if you're in the area, I don't care how far you may be, if you want to come and join us and just get into the presence of God, man, come see us. Ignited Church, 580 East Main Street, Livonia, Georgia, 30553. And just come and be a part of what God's doing here. We would love to visit with you, hug a neck, lay hands on you, and pray for you. And by the way, send us your prayer requests. We're getting all kinds of prayer requests. We place those prayer requests on our cross inside our sanctuary. My leadership lays hands on that cross. I lay hands on that cross. It's saturated in the anointing and the preaching, and we're believing God. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy whole house. We believe in healing. We believe if a person has breath, they still have a chance to get saved, and they have a chance to be healed. That's what we believe, because we believe our God is the God who can do the incredible. He can do the exceedingly, abundantly, above all you would ever ask or think. According to what? The power. What's the power? The power is the word. The power is the blood. The power is the name. The power is the Holy Spirit. The power is Jesus Christ dwelling in you and dwelling in me. I hope I've got you excited for the things of God. Continue the study of the word, and I'm going to tell you, God's going to show you things you've never seen before in the coming days. This is not the end. This is the beginning of a new day in the church, and we're going to see his signs and his wonders and miracles. I love you. This is Pastor Benjamin Faircloth from Ignited Church in Livonia, Georgia. Thanking you so much for tuning in to Ignited Life Now. And let me remind you, you don't have any troubles. All you need is faith in God. I love you.